talking to you. They don't really have emotions. They don't get excited. They don't talk about home. They don't do all that stuff. So
I bet you were excited yesterday morning.
It was something else, Jacqueline. It was, I don't know. I mean, I was not home when all the basketball stuff went down.
Sure.
I was in Campbellsville. I was at college. I missed it by a year. I was a freshman in college. But now I'm home, and this kind of thing hadn't happened in a while, and it was pretty. It's pretty great. I mean, Mike Harn had nailed it. He goes, he was in the stand in Lexington. He goes, I can hear Paul hollering from Hardensburg right now. It was. I think I shocked my coworkers. I don't think they had met that side of me as many years as we've all worked together. I don't think they knew that I had it in me.
It was really great.
It's exhausting
to listen to that very short, ending. And we were all hooping and hollering at work, and we had a couple of customers in. What are you all hollering about? And we're so proud of our boys and how well they've done. And best of luck today.
Yep, I hope they get to play.
Yeah,
of course we'll have it first. Because that's what we do. We're local. That's what we talk all the time, 24/7.
Yeah,
it comes a bad storm, one of us gonna come in here and yell at you to get in your basement. That's what we do.
I bet 90% of the people in Breckenridge County today are at least wearing a Breck County shirt.
We're representing today, so we're excited about that. I got up kind of in a. I just grabbed something out of the door that didn't smell bad. So like I was in college again, but it was what a day! I think my lucky championship shirt from Gentry's that I wore yesterday had something to do with this victory, though.
Well, maybe you should put it on again this afternoon.
I might. Yeah. I might just do that. I think laundry's being done right now. It's almost county fair time. Brett County's on a roll all over, not just in sports. There is a good feeling among the community right now. I think we're in kind of a renaissance period.
This week and the next 2 weeks are amazing for this county. I mean, we've got Relay for Life coming up.
That's right, tonight.
We've got the baseball games going on. The boys are doing so well. The Balloon Glow is next week. The fair is the week after. I mean, it's a great time to be at home.
If you get bored here, it's your own fault.
You're exactly right.
So has anybody said I'm bored to you about summer break yet?
No.
Okay, good. It hasn't been said at my house yet, I don't think.
Not yet.
Or not to me.
Yeah, right.
But I kind of laid down, and I'm pretty, daddy's pretty easy here. But I did tell him, if you're bored, keep it to yourself. I will find something for you to do.
Well, there's plenty of jobs to be done.
I'm sure somebody needs some help cutting back later on.
I'd say so.
That'll cure it.
Yeah, it will.
That'll cure boredom. So we've got fair coming up. We've got pageants coming up Sunday.
Yes, Sunday. Mm-hmm.
So tell us about registration times for that.
Well, registration was actually last Sunday.
Okay.
They're still taking baby and little miss and mister registrations through today.
Today's it, though, right?
Today is the deadline. You can send me a message on Facebook if you need information on that, and I can get you the phone numbers to call. The pageants are Sunday. They start at 2 p.m. We expect a good crowd out there. We're really excited about that. So that'll kind of kick off everything for us.
Good.
And then, of course, the fair starts on the 19th.
Here it is.
It's here. I had to change my voicemail this morning to Breckenridge County Fair because I've been getting phone calls right and left already.
You know it's real when you change the voicemail.
Yes, I do. I know it's time, and it's here.
So what's been going on since last week since I've seen you? I'm sure you've been busy. Lots of loose ends to tie up before the fair. Any new advancements, any new stuff you have to tell us about?
Well, we're just, tying up loose ends. We do have cleanup day coming up on the 15th. Okay. That's next Saturday. We start at 7 a.m., so if anybody wants to come out and help, we would really appreciate it. We do feed everybody that comes, so if you
I didn't know if that was BYOB, bring your own biscuits or not.
No. We feed them lunch. But we've got about 3 pages of stuff that we try to get done on that day. And we're usually done by about 2 o'clock, honestly. We've had a great turnout every year.
Good. Well, we got a lot to be proud of out there. Our fairgrounds is looking really good.
Yeah, it looks really nice. I feel like when I look at it, there's not that much to do, but there's a lot of little things. One of the things that we have taken pride in the last 4 years is clean bathrooms.
And we can't, speaking on behalf of the entire county, we cannot thank you enough. It's the little things.
It's the little things like having toilet paper.
That's a plus.
Does make a big difference. And, you know, we added baby changing stations. We added a family restroom, you know, out there. And, you know, it's small things like that that people notice.
Sure.
And so we've got a lot going on next Saturday, so please come out and help. If you have any groups or teams that want to get some community service hours, please come and we'll put you to work.
Great.
And feed you. So, you know, we're really looking forward to that. Booth rentals are almost full.
Really? That's great news, isn't
it? And the preview ad just came out this week, so we're excited that is doing so well. We've only got 5 or 6 spots left. So if you want a booth, you need to get your name in the hat and give us a call, and we can get you a contract out.
Got a little secret from the South 60 band the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Ethan said, tell Jacqueline we learned a Merle Haggard song.
All right.
They're excited.
That's awesome.
So everybody I've talked to, from them to you, everybody I run into out in town, everybody's pretty excited about the fair this year.
Yeah. We do have actually an addition to Wednesday night. I had a young girl contact me. Her name is Madeline May. She's from Alabama.
Wow.
She sings covers and she writes her own songs.
Cool.
And she asked if she could come Wednesday and play. And so she's
fantastic.
She's going to be there for the talent show, and then she's going to play some of her own stuff after they have the talent show and karaoke. So she's going to be up there, and we're really excited for her to come.
So she's out hitting it, putting the miles on.
Yeah, she has family here, and they come up every year for the fair.
Great.
So she's gonna come out and play for us. So we're excited to hear her.
That's fantastic news. Things just keep getting better every week when you come in. There's always something new. There's always something extra going on.
Yeah,
so jam-packed, folks. Yeah. You know, your admission money is very well spent. Every night that you go, there is stuff to do.
That's the purpose. And that was the purpose when we pulled it down to 4 days. Pack it full, $10 gets you 3, 4, or 5 events in the same night, plus rides.
Right.
So, you know, it's well worth your money to come now. So we're very excited about that.
You should be.
And, it's, you know, great. I'm still excited about the Ronald McDonald House Charity Drive.
And this is a great thing. And if you haven't been with us for the last couple of weeks, folks, when you come, you all have a list of things that the Ronald McDonald House needs.
And we do.
If you're not aware of what the Ronald McDonald House is, it is a lifesaver for parents who have children who are hospitalized. An absolute lifesaver. And a good friend of ours has spent a lot of time there in the last few months.
That's right.
And so that's a charity that's near and dear to all of our hearts. But and this is something that, folks, you would help this out anyway. You would do this anyway. But Jacqueline's going to sweeten the pot a little bit.
That's right.
What you got, buddy?
For every item you bring in, I'm going to give you one entry into a $500 drawing on Saturday night during the demo derby.
Cash money.
You have to be there to win because I want to hand somebody $500.
I think it's a great excuse. You're going to go to the fair Saturday anyway. That list, where is that list available if somebody doesn't know what
to get? That list is actually available everywhere right now. We have really tried to push this list out, and it's not contained to that list.
Sure.
It's household things that you need to survive. There's a good starter list on there. We've got it on Facebook. It's on our website. It's in the preview ad that just came out this week. It will be in the newspaper again next week.
Great.
There are some businesses in and around the county that have flyers up as well. And if you just can't find it, call me. I'll send it to you.
So we're wanting to take a trailer load of stuff up there.
I have a semi booked.
Good.
For the Monday after the fair.
That's what I'm talking about.
To be big.
That's fantastic news.
Yeah.
So why not, you know, like I say, this is something that, one thing about this county, we help each other, but we help children, and we help people who have children that need help. This is a good thing. You do it anyway. Why not let Jacqueline hand you $500?
That's right. And we're going to do this every year. Every fall, I'm going to let the community choose a new charity. And that can be a local charity. It can be something that a lot of people in the county utilize. And every year, I want to do this.
I think
so.
It's a great idea.
It'll be a different charity each year. And I'll let the community vote on it based on feedback. and we're going to do this every year.
I think it's great. It looks like things are just really coming together. Now, how long have you been working with the fair now? For, what, 4 years?
This is our fourth year.
How has it changed for you? Because we don't get to talk about you a whole lot. But you and John and Ann, I don't leave anybody out. But you're kind of the voice of the fair now. You're who I talk to when I talk fair.
Sure. There's about, 10 of us that are, my regular base fair board. And then I have a lot of volunteers that jump in and say, hey, I'll help one night. And we'll always take volunteers.
Sure.
We have worked so hard to make it good and to make it family oriented. It's all about the kids.
Sure,
I mean, that's
it is.
Why we started this. We didn't want to lose our county fair. And I bet 80% of us are under the age of 35.
Wow.
And that's a big deal, because when you go to the fair convention in January, we're probably the youngest group up there.
Well, that's good, because it seems like folks that get involved with the fair and on fair board are kind of in for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I have a very trustworthy group of people. They're dedicated. I mean, and they have so many different talents.
Right.
And it's all about finding that person that's really good at something.
Everybody shines somewhere.
Yeah, right. And what are you good at, and where can I put you?
I love it. I like that youthful exuberance. Y'all are young folks, young parents with kids. The fair was a big, when I was a little kid, well, the Friday of the fair, we were all just useless. Mom just came and got me because I wasn't going to focus on anything anyway.
Right.
And Mr. Reams didn't care. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. So off of the fair we went, it was a big deal. And I think that, I want to see the youth in the county. And it's changed a little. Timelines have changed a little bit. There are things that you can't do at the fair now that we used to do when it was in September. But it's still a wonderful experience. It's still something kids need. And we got a lot of good farm kids in this county.
We have a ton. Yeah, that's right. And we have a lot of great parents that are raising their children in this rural community the way that we were raised as kids. And I think it's great. And we want to continue to offer that. It's gotten a little easier over the past 4 years. We're a little more organized. But, there's always that, the last 2 weeks when it's a scramble to tie everything all together.
Kind of crunch time. Reminds me of Miss Tabor before spring review.
Exactly. That's the perfect example.
Perfect. You're going to pull it off. You know it's going to be great, but woo.
That's right.
Still, it's that drive and that focus and what you're thinking about. I'm tickled to death. I'm looking forward to the fair. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there even when I don't have to work.
Well, great. I like to hear that.
Well, I get to be a roadie one night.
That's right.
I'm going to call myself a tech. That sounds so much. I'm going to be packing amps for kids. But it's going to be super fun. And, I think the admission fee is fair. We're a working county.
Well, and honestly, our admission has not changed for probably 10, 15 years.
Wow.
And at the convention in January, there were a lot of fairs that were upping their admission to $15 to $20 a person. And something that we have done the past few years is fight and negotiate to keep our price low.
Good.
So, it may sound like a lot up front, but when you compare it to what's happening over the state of Kentucky, we're keeping our prices the same.
And I think we're getting up there and competing with, there are some county fairs that cannot, but their population determines that they cannot hardly be competed with. But for a county with the population that we have, I see our fair in the next 5 years winning awards.
Yeah.
I see it. It's going to happen. You all are going to make it happen.
Our goal the entire time has been, we don't necessarily want to beat anybody except ourselves.
Right. That's it. Then that's,
we've been in competition with ourselves since we took over.
That's why you get it.
Let's up our attendance. Let's up our attendance. Let's make a better event. And so we've continually competed with ourselves to make the best fair that Breckenridge County has to offer.
Right.
And so I really think we're getting there. I really think that people are you know, coming out and supporting, and, you know, as we add different events and include the children and do these charity drives, I mean, I just really think the community is going to continue to get behind us and make it a good, fun week.
Sure. So, folks, if you have not been to the fair in a while, if you don't think it's your thing, go this year and realize that it is your thing. I wanted to say these kids. These young people are doing a fantastic job, and, you know, they need your support. We can have great stuff at home. That's something that comes up about every time I open the microphone in the morning. We can have great stuff in Brad County. We can.
That's right.
And we are, and we will, and mm-hmm. this is proof. So.
And this is the only way to do it, is for community support, for a good team to get it started and get it going, and, you know, just make it happen.
Sounds good to me. I'm excited. I can't wait. So we're going to hang out more before the fair. Then fair time's coming, and I'm probably going to lose you for about 4 days.
Yeah.
But after the fair, I've got you, I want you to come by. After you gather yourself, you might want to spend some time with Matt and the kids. I don't know.
I probably won't see them that much that week.
But once you get done, come back some Friday, and let's hang out, and let's talk about how successful the 2019 Breckenridge County Fair was.
That'd be perfect.
I can't wait.
Yes.
Jacqueline, thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, folks. Stay tuned. More good stuff on the way. Who knows what we'll get into this morning. It's kind of a free-for-all, and go Tigers.